brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa. 7,500 runners from Zambia to the world. Wow, Zambia. Well done. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your strides showcase our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo. Let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Court reserves judgment in Edgar Lungu's repatriation case. Judgment on witchcraft charges against two suspects pushed to Friday. And in global news, paramedics say five killed in Jerusalem shooting attack. With the 13 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Pretoria High Court has reserved judgment in an application by the family of former President Edgar Lungu, seeking permission to appeal an earlier ruling that ordered his repatriation to Zambia for a state funeral following his death on the 5th of June 2025. After both parties finished making submissions, the full bench briefly adjourned to consider whether to grant leave to appeal to the Supreme Court against its 8th August 2025 decision or not. Lawyers for the former First Family, led by Tembeka Kogaitobi, submitted before the court that there are reasonable prospects that the matter can be decided differently on appeal. Kansel Kogaitobi argued that government cannot reinstate state benefits on the basis of the deceased's former office, and that any attempt to transfer such benefits to a surviving spouse would not compel her to accept them. The Zambian government, however, urged the court to refuse leave to appeal, maintaining that the earlier judgment ordering repatriation should be upheld and that the grounds advanced by the family do not justify a further appeal. Mr. Lungu has not been buried over 3 months after he died due to a standoff between his family and the Zambian government over his burial site. The court will deliver its ruling on the leave to appeal application in due course, despite the family and the Zambian government last Friday indicating that formal talks had commenced on the matter. The Lusaka Magistrates Court has pushed judgment in which two suspected witch doctors, a 43-year-old Leonard Piri of Sinda and 42-year-old Mozambican national Justin Mabulese Kandunde, are accused of possessing charms and practicing witchcraft. When the matter came up for judgment this morning, Lusaka magistrate Fine Mayambu notified the duo that judgment was not ready and will be rendered on Friday. On the 5th of August 2025, Magistrate Mayambu found the two witch doctors with a case to answer on the basis that the 10 prosecution witnesses provided sufficient evidence for the accused to explain their side of the matter and prove their innocence. During their defense, the pair insisted on not committing the offense and alleged that they were hired by Nelson Banda, brother of Emmanuel J. Banda, who promised to pay them money once they healed a patient. The duo faced two counts of professing knowledge of witchcraft under Section 5A of the Witchcraft Act No. 90 and possession of charms in violation of Section 11(2) of the same act, and are linked to the plot to harm President Hakainde Hichilema. British High Commissioner to Zambia, Rebecca Terzian, has commended the Zambian government for its swift response to the drought that affected parts of the country during the 2023-2024 farming season. Speaking when she paid a courtesy call on Copper Belt Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo at his office in Indola this morning, Ms. Terzian noted that government interventions such as the social cash transfer scheme played a crucial role in supporting vulnerable households affected by the drought. Ms. Terzian, who is visiting the Copper Belt province to monitor progress on various UK-Zambia partnerships, including the Keeping Girls in School program and the Supermoto Factory, which promotes the use of green energy, has reaffirmed her government's commitment to supporting initiatives in family planning, sexual health, and social protection. She has further expressed her government's interest in strengthening cooperation in the mining sector on the Copper Belt.
Minister, you also mentioned cash transfers and emergency cash transfers. And I just wanted to take the opportunity again to commend, if I may, the response of the Zambian government to the drought. I know that there was very quick action taken to make available those emergency cash transfers that had a very important impact on people's resilience in the face of the drought. From our perspective, we welcome the continued support that government gives to social cash transfers, and I look forward to learning more about that.
And Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo expressed gratitude for the British government's support in critical sectors such as health and education.
We continued to do the social cash transfer program, and I think the figures have been increased as compared to those which they were given by the previous regime. But we had to clean up the system because at some point there were some people who are not qualified to be in this program. But to make sure that we have the right people who qualify for this social cash transfer. During drought, we had what we are calling major social cash transfer running side by side with this. And this was part of the intervention which President Kakainde and the team gave us so that no one died from the
trust
which we had.
One of the two Lusaka women accused of attempting to bribe a police officer to secure the release of their husband has entered an equivocal plea before Lusaka magistrate Anna von Bas Holland. When the matter came up for commencement of trial this morning, 42-year-old Rebecca Mbewe asked the court to reread the charge as she had not understood it at last month's session. After the charge was read, Ms. Mbewe pleaded guilty, but said her intention was to pay for a police bond to secure her husband's release, and that she had no lawful justification to pay the police officer. Magistrate Holland, however, entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of both women to the single count of corrupt practices, contrary to Section 19 of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2021. The plea is referred to as an equivocal plea, which occurs when a defendant professes guilt while adding facts or explanations that, if true, could negate criminal liability. The duo denies allegations that they sought to bribe victim support unit officer Peggy Malambo at Kawata Police Station to obtain the unlawful release of their husband, who was in detention for an alleged offense of incest involving his 10-year-old biological daughter. Allegations are that the pair conspired to offer 4,808 kwacha as a reward for their husband's release. The court has since adjourned the matter to the 17th of September 2025. In global news, at least 5 people have been killed and 7 seriously wounded in a shooting attack in Jerusalem, paramedics say. Israel's Magen David Adom Ambulance Service identifies the dead as 3 men in their 30s, 1 woman in her 50s, and 1 man in his 50s. 9 people with gunshot wounds were taken to local hospitals, along with 3 others injured by broken glass. The BBC Now reports on this and other global stories.
Gunmen have opened fire at a bus near a busy road junction in Jerusalem, killing at least 4 people and seriously injuring at least 5 others. Police said both attackers were killed. Rescue workers in Pakistan have evacuated tens of thousands of people as monsoon floods submerge dozens of towns and villages. Some residents in Punjab province have been stranded on rooftops overnight. A man in New Zealand who absconded with his 3 children nearly 4 years ago has been killed in a shootout. A child that was with him was not hurt. The other 2 children were found safe a short time later.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new light for radio.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Wonderful Group of Companies board chairman Gilbert Temba says there is need for Zambia to take advantage of the country's abundant natural resources through establishment of manufacturing companies and exportation of finished products. Speaking at the presentation of a 500,000 kwacha check to the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, in support of the Manufacturers Month activities, Mr. Temba also noted that Zambia can only increase employment levels through